Kal Kadosh, we're going to continue with the Halachot of Kiddush. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reshayin Aleph, Sif Yud Gimel says, Sarich lishtot mikos shel Kiddush kim lo lugmav, which means we need to drink from the kos of the Kiddush, minimum of melo lugmav, which what is that? Dahayinu kos shesalkenu litzad echad befi viray melo lugmav, that if you're going to put the liquid on one side of your mouth, it looks that your cheek is full. That's why it's a cheek full. And it's the majority of a revit. So first of all, says the Mishnah Brura, tzarich lishtot, vimlav lo yatsa. If you did not drink melo lugmav, then you are not yitzeh dechovah whatsoever. However, though, the Kaf HaChaim says, in the name of the Tur, when the Bet Yosef explains, what does that mean, you weren't yitzeh dechovah, the mitzvah, like the way it should have been. And according to that, says the Or Letzion, so according to that, lecha techila, for sure you have to drink melo lugmav. But b'diavad, if you did not drink melo lugmav, or you didn't drink whatsoever, you're yitzeh dechovah the kiddush. Nevertheless, it's still better to go away, to go and listen to the kiddush by other people. However, the Chazon Ovadia argues, and he says, no, that also Maran is talking about where you drank from another cup. But if you didn't drink, for sure, you need to drink Shiur melo lugmav, and that's likuvad, and he finishes with tzarich yun. Now, another important halacha is a biur halacha. There's a biur halacha above in Siman Kufa in Dalet Tzivav, Dibur Matchil Vechen, that he says, since according to some Rishonim, you have to make beracha charona if you drink a revi'it, and Birkat Amazon is not going to exempt it, so therefore in Kiddush, you should only drink melo lugmav, which means like this. For example, if we're going to make kiddush in the Bet HaKnesset and we're not making hamotzi and we're not doing birkat hamazon, so then the opposite: drink a revi'it, and therefore you could also make ala gefen v'abri gefen in the middle of the alamichya. But if you're going to eat in your house, or you're eating in a place where you're making hamotzi and birkat hamazon, so now what happens is how are you going to drink a revi'it? Because if you drink a revi'it, now it could be you're obligated to say beracha achrona. So now what's going to happen? So he says, nevertheless, you should have kavanah in birkat hamazon to be poter the yain, the wine of the kiddush. Because some people say that by beracha achrona, even on a drink, you need like a kazait, and all the more so in the majority of revi'it. And obviously, melolugmav is the majority of revi'it. So this is the shita of the biur halacha. However, though, the Ben Ish Chai in Parasha Bereshit, Sif Kav Gimel says, no, mitzvah min amuvchar is to drink a revi'it. Doesn't matter which type of a kiddush, whether at home, in a kiddush in the Bet HaKnesset, you're always drinking a revi'it. And that's also the psak of the Kaf HaChaim in Sif Katan Pe Gimel, and the name of the manhig. So the Or Letzion in Perek Kaf Sif Kav Bet says that it looks like the Mishnah Brura himself was chazar bo. He says, why? Look at this beautiful chidush. He says, in Hilchot Pesach, in Siman Tafayin Bet Sif Katan Lamed, the Mishnah Brura says you have to drink lecha techila, the entire cup. Now that includes the cup of kiddush. So therefore you see that even by the kiddush is a mitzvah to drink a revi'it. And then you should just have kavanah in the Birkat Amazon to exempt that revi'it, just like Shulchan Aruch says later on, Siman Reshayin Bet Sif Yod. And therefore, says Zohar Letzion, that even the biur halacha was chazar bo, he retracted on his psak halacha, and therefore, technically speaking, right, you for sure have what to rely on, and it's even more that the Ben Ish Chai and the Kaf HaChaim is saying that you need to drink a revi'it. However, though, for sure, if you're going to do like the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch himself just says that you're allowed to drink melo lugmav and you're going to fulfill your obligation, so for sure you have what to rely on, whether you're going to drink a revi'it or a revi'it. Again, that's the Ben Ish Chai and the Kaf HaChaim, and the Rav Ben Zion, that was the biur halacha was chazer bo, or you have, again, the melo lugmav, like the biur halacha, without the explanation that he's retracting, and according to this explanation that you specifically don't want to drink a revi'it in order not to get into a problem of beracha acharona. The next halacha I'll mention quickly is Sif Yudalid. Part of it is that what happens if the one that's making the kiddush doesn't drink, and other people they drink the melulugmav. But the main part of the sif that I want to base on is says the Shulchan Aruch mikol makom mitzvah min amuvchar sheitamu kulam. There's a mitzvah min amuvchar that you should drink from the entire, for meaning from the kos of kiddush, meaning everyone should drink from the kiddush. Now, even though Shulchan Aruch here says it's a mitzvah min amuvchar, it's not an obligation. It's the best way to do it, but it's not an obligation. And this doesn't matter whether it's in the nighttime or the daytime. This is brought down in the Kli Yosef, Sifkatan Lametet. And the Shuti Chavedat brought down in the name of the Agriz Soloveitchik that during the morning, if you're not going to be ne'eneh, you're not going to benefit from the yain, from the wine, from the cup, so you're not Yirtzei Chova. And he argues and he says, no, it's not true. And he says, the Shminat Shabbat Kilchata, he asks, in the name of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, if Shulchan Aruch Mefurash says in Siman Kuf Ayin, Sif Tet Zayin, that a person should not drink from the cup of Kiddush and give it to his friend because of Sakanat Nefashot, people are disgusted from drinking from somebody else's cup. So then why are people lenient in the cup of Kiddush or Bikat HaMazon or Sheva Berachot to give it to other people? How do we know? So the Ben Ish Chai says, nowadays we don't stop doing it because it's probably for certain that the Balabait that's making the Kiddush, he doesn't have any sickness. Even though we did bring down once, if you remember, that there does exist a concept of right after doing the Kiddush, pouring a little bit of wine out, and then you drink from the cup, and then you distribute from the people to the people from the wine that was already poured into another cup, or you do the opposite, you pour into a cup, you drink from that cup, and then from the original kos of kiddush, you're adding wine and you're giving it out to distributing it out to other people. There are many ways of doing it in order to fulfill both halachot, but again, there's a mitzvah of doing it that, again, everyone is going to taste from the wine. From Shudat Derecheretz, after the husband tastes, the woman is going to taste, and then she gives to everybody else. And even if she's going to be anida, she's still permitted to drink after her husband, and then she gives it to everybody else. Even though there is an interesting minhag in Tunisia, I don't remember the reason, but we saw it in the Aleh Adas, that he said that the minhag was that the husband does the kiddush, and then he gives the kiddush to all the men, to the boys basically, and then afterwards to the wife, and then all the girls of the family. But that was only by kiddush, not by hamotzi, because again, hamotzi is always the husband and then the wife immediately afterwards. But that was a minhag in Tunisia, which wasn't in all the different places. An interesting minhag. Have a beautiful day.